Hello, everyone. Thank you for letting me spend some time with you today. I do appreciate it. If you happen to be listening to the audio-only portion, you know the spiel, right? Please, go to YouTube, Rumble, and while it's still available, Tor Network, check out the video, give us a like, all those good things. Just makes it easier for people to find us, just like you did. It has been an interesting week at our place. And I do say that sarcastically. We've had some really good things going on. We've had some questionable things going on. So it's been fun. But something I noticed in talking with people this week, it's not just us. It's everybody. It's everybody. And I don't know if it has to do with the time of year, the change of weather, holiday, not sure. But it seems like everybody this week has been on some kind of a roller coaster ride. And it's interesting. It's interesting to sit back and watch. I've had conversations with some people this week, a lot of different people, actually. And they've either been drawn towards something or they've been rebuked by someone because of a very nasty little word. It's called convenience. Now, convenience, you'd think is not a bad word, and it doesn't have to be. But I bet you know what I'm talking about. Right? You're doing something. You're in the middle of a project and you say, I can get away if I take this shortcut. It's more convenient. And it winds up taking you longer than anticipated. Right? I'll share this. I was doing something this week and I needed a very special type of battery. Well, surely the hardware store has. It's not that different. No local suppliers had this particular battery, and I wasted about an hour and a half going from store to store when I should have just ordered it. I was looking for an easy way out. I was trying to make it convenient for me, and it didn't work. A good friend of mine, wrote a paper about a particular place. And that idea was rejected because it was more convenient for the people who reviewed the paper to follow tradition rather than actually look at the research and compare it to what they were looking for, right? It's just easier to follow the crowd, more convenient, you could say. Let's look at an interesting Bible verse. I've used this quite a bit. Deuteronomy 12:30. Be careful not to be ensnared or trapped by their ways after they have been destroyed. Do not inquire about their gods, asking, how do these nations serve their gods? I will do likewise. In this verse, the bait for the trap is convenience. It's more convenient to do things their way instead of the way that our Creator wants us to do His things, right? He wants us to do things His way. Maybe it looks like more fun. Maybe it looks like a shortcut. Oh, if I can just go through this little stretch here, it'll save me time until you get caught in the quicksand. And then all of a sudden you find out, the snare is getting tight. I'm caught. What's going on? Solomon, and you know how I like Solomon. He writes about being careful when dealing with strangers. And we read in Proverbs 6:2, if you've been trapped by the words of your lips, ensnared by the words of your mouth. When you say something you shouldn't because it's more convenient, right? How about Proverbs 29:6? An evil man is snared, he's trapped by his own sin, but the righteous sing and rejoice. Is it really more convenient? Is it easier to sin? And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody to think that, oh, you've got to do things the hard way, because that's, you know, doing it the hard way is always the best way. And when I was growing up, my father said there's three ways to do things. There's the right way, the wrong way, and my way. And yeah, I catch myself doing that sometimes. I catch myself doing that sometimes. What should we think about, though? You know, what is really convenient? What is it? You know, just because something seems easier, will it always be easier? Not in my case, not this week. I had an old man tell me, you know, he was an old man when I was just a teenager, and he said, the best thing you can do when you get in a hurry is slow down. And I thought about that. Now, he was actually talking about slowing down to get work finished right way the first time. Because it's much easier and more time efficient to do things properly the first time than to go back and have to redo it the right way anyway, the second time. But the principle's the same. You know, if we're faced with a choice between sin for the sake of convenience, because it's easier, or we think it's easier than doing the right thing, which are you going to choose? Now, it's really easy as you're sitting listening to me. You know, of course I do things the right way. That's just who I am. But in the real world, chances are you don't. You look for the easy way. Oh, it'll be much easier if I do it this way. I don't have to vacuum under the couch this week. You know, there's not that much dust under there. Yeah, there is. Yes, I got caught. maybe you're with a group of friends and you're just talking, having a good time, and somebody starts to gossip. Is it more convenient to sit there and listen, or is it easier to sit there and listen than to say, I don't think we need to be gossiping about that person? Maybe you're somewhere and you're thinking, nobody's watching. I can get away with this. I can get away with that. I can do that. So let's bring this into a little bit more perspective here. Is it really more convenient? Is it really easier to follow the traditions and the doctrines of man than to live the way you're designed to live? Good question, right? Is it more convenient to go with the flow rather than to do what is right in the eyes of our Creator? Think about these things, because each of us every day probably faces something like this. And then, I wasn't going to include this, but it's in my notes. Is it really more convenient to allow somebody else's twisted scripture to influence you? Or are you willing to speak up and say something? Is it more convenient, you know, to have a doctor say, here, take this drug. And you just take the prescription and you go have it filled and you begin to taking the drug. Is that really easier than asking why you're giving this to me and what are the side effects? So you see, we can apply this to practically everything we do in our lives. Is it easier? Is it more convenient to make a very important, expensive purchase simply based on nothing more than a really good advertising campaign that you saw on television or in a magazine? Is it really easier or more convenient to sit and listen to a pastor, a priest, a rabbi, whoever it might be, when they say something you know conflicts with the Bible? Is it really easier to complain to somebody else than it is to go to that person with your concern? You know, convenience can be really, really great bait to catch you in a trap. You know, it's just like using peanut butter for the mouse that you need to, let's just say, evict from your pantry. Now, convenience can also be beneficial, depending on how we think about it. You know, if we're willing to consider obedience to our Creator as being easier and more convenient than going our own way, for instance. Proverbs 13:14, the teaching of the wise is a fountain of life in order to avoid the snares of death. Teaching of the wise, the teaching of our Creator, is a fountain of life so that we can avoid being trapped in death. My paraphrase. Something to think about. And if you are so interested, there is the link for the books, Tradition to Truth, God's Universe, God's Rules, Inheriting Lies. And I would appreciate that if you would check those out. And until next time, I do wish each and every one of you many, many blessings.